This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 15, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. By far the biggest news so far from this year's Farnborough International Air Show has been announcements from three of the biggest manufacturers of turbofan engines, touting new designs with improved fuel efficiency. Pratt & Whitney says its geared turbofan now has a name, the Pure Power PW1000G. Intended for use on new airliners from Mitsubishi and Bombardier starting in 2013, the 1000G uses a gear system to run the engine's fan at a different speed from the low-pressure compressor and turbine, resulting in greater fuel efficiency and reduced noise. The smaller PW800C has been selected by Cessna to power the Citation Columbus business jet. GE's aviation division announced its own new engine called E-Core, intended for use in overhauls of the Airbus A320 and Boeing 737, E-Core promises a 16% improvement in fuel efficiency over current turbofans. GE expects E-Core to reach the market in 2015. In still more engine news, CFM International announced its own next-generation engine program, dubbed LeapX. Slated for certification in 2016, CFM also promises a 16% reduction in fuel burn. Pratt & Whitney Canada believes it's becoming known as an industry leader in green engine technology and is working to further that image among attendees at Farnborough. The company announced a 4-year study of the feasibility of using second-generation biofuels that originate from sources that do not compete with human food sources. These could include Jatropha and algae-derived biofuels, as well as biobutanol. The project is one of several initiatives announced recently by the governments of Canada and India under a joint research agreement. Pratt & Whitney Canada is managing the project and dedicating resources at its facilities in Quebec and Ontario to researching engine components and materials changes. Farnborough is frequently chosen as a platform for manufacturers to announce big orders, and this year is no different. On the heels of a 50-plane deal announced earlier Monday from new low-cost carrier Fly Dubai, Boeing and Etihad Airways announced an order for 35 787-9 Dreamliners and 10 777-300 extended-range airliners. The deal is valued at $9.4 billion at current list prices. Boeing's news earlier yesterday was an announcement that Dubai's recently launched low-cost airline, Fly Dubai, has ordered 50 737-800s at Farnborough. That one's valued at about $3.74 billion at current list and includes substitution rights that allows Fly Dubai to convert its orders for 737-800s to 737-900 extended-range aircraft if needed in the future. But Monday at Farnborough did not belong completely to Boeing. Etihad Airways announced it will also order 55 Airbus planes, including 10 A380 Super Jumbos, worth about $12 billion U.S. at list prices. Etihad also placed firm orders for 25 A350 XWBs and 20 A320 narrowbodies, strengthening the order book for the popular competitor for Boeing's 737 and giving the troubled A380 and A350 programs needed shots in the arm. Aircraft deliveries will begin in 2011 and be completed in 2020. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. United Airlines may report a multi-billion dollar quarterly loss. Two companies partner to bring us better air travel through software. And the FAA will fund ground safety improvements at more than 20 airports. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, I'll talk with Ron Schreck about how he spent his July 4th, landing his RV-8 at all 68 public use airports in South Carolina. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.